For Humber Hawks soccer forward Kaylee's calendar, last week's game against Conestoga Condors didn't end up in the best possible way for the home squad. Indeed, the September 18th game reflected the troubles they face this season. "I think we got too comfortable," Callender said after the match. "We just started being too relaxed." She was the only player who stopped to talk that night after the 2-1 loss, stretching the team's losing streak to 0-3. The rest of the squad left the pitch after the final whistle. The game started evenly with scoring chances for both teams. The goalkeepers, Angela Volk for the Hawks and Maddie Sloan for the Condors, were the best players in the first half. But at around the 35th minute, defender Doreen Inane Bediako broke the stalemate and scored her first goal for the Hawks to give Humber the lead by halftime. The second half saw Conestoga turn the tide, creating more scoring chances, and ending up coming from behind to win the game 2-1. Humber's player Chantel Spalla dribbling with the ball. Humber etc., Samuel D. Brito Salas. Humber's head coach Jose Caro said the impact of the first Conestoga's goal was on the Hawks. "Sometimes mentally, a goal takes you out of your concentration," Caro said. "The team needs to put the head up and keep playing." He said the mental part has been the main cause for the defeats the team has faced. Caro, however, offered an optimistic message saying that this bad streak can be broken and still get to qualify for the postseason. Conestoga's women's soccer team head coach Peter Mackey said it's very difficult to face Humber, especially at in an away game. "Humber soccer programs are one of the best in the country," Mackey said. "They're both, women and men's teams, perennial powerhouses." He said games against Humber are different compared to other teams. "Their goal was a great header," Mackey said. But after the Condors scored its first goal, he said it was visible that Humber's spirit broke. "At 1-1, I thought there was only really one team that was looking to win the game," Mackey said. He said he was very proud of his team's performance. "This new start of the season wasn't expected by anyone in the team, but there's still time for the Hawks to improve. Callender is aware of that and knows how a win would change everything. I think we just need a little bit more hard work," Callender said. "But as of right now, it's looking kind of rocky." Last Saturday, the Hawks went to Windsor to face St. Clair Saints to try to turn things around, however, they ended up losing 2-1, continuing their bad streak. Next game will be at home against Lambton Lions at the Ontario Soccer Centre on September 28.